ईश्वर अनर्थ उपशमम साक्षात भक्ति योगम मधुखदे लोकस्य अजानत विद्यान चक्रे सार्थक संहिता. दिस इज अ डिस्क्रिप्शन ऑफ व्यासदेव विद्वान. Even from literary point of view, if you see the contribution of Vyasadeva, it is not possible in any age. So many books, four Vedas, Vedanta Sutra, Upanishad, Puranas, and the most important contribution is the Srimad Bhagavatam. That is his last contribution. Under the instruction of his spiritual master, Narad Muni, he contributed Srimad Bhagavatam, Amalam Puranam. Amalam Puranam means there is no material contamination. Srimad Bhagavatam. Dharmatha kam moksha, there are material contamination. But above this is the Srimad Bhagavatam. Therefore, in the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, Vyasadeva introduces dharma prajita kaitavatra. Paramaninmasaranam satang vastavagostum gitamatra. Srimad Bhagavatam, dharmarthakam moksha. There are some contamination, cheating. But all these things are thrown out, projit, prakrishtarupena ujjit. So, Siddhar Swami has given his comment on this. Atra mokha vancha api nirastam. Mokha vancha, to become one with the Supreme, that is also another cheating. So, Siddhar Swami has given his comment, very elaborate comment. The dharma artha kam moksha. People are busy, at least those who are human beings. Dharma nahina pasubhi samana. Begin with dharma. Economic development artha. Dharma artha kam, sense gratification. And at the end, moksha. Above moksha is bhakti. Moksha is described in the Bhagavad Gita. Brahma bhuta prasannatma nasuchati nadankati sama sarvesu bhutesu madhavakti lavati para. Without being on the platform moksha, nobody can enter into the bhakti. It is a misconception that bhakti helps moksha. Somebody says, it is not the opinion of the Shastra. Bhakti begins when one is already liberated. Moksha. Brahma bhuta prasanna atma. Without Brahma realization, aham brahmasmi, there cannot be jubilation, prasanna atma. This is the sign. What is prasannātmā? Na sochati nakāṅkati. The material disease is everyone is hankering after something which he hasn't got. And when he loses that thing, he is lamenting. We do business. Sochati akāṅkati. So brahma-bhūta prasannātmā, when one is actually self-realized, brahma-bhūta, na sochati nakāṅkati. This is then samasarvesu bhuteshu. Then it is possible to see equally everyone. Pandita samadarshana. So that is liberated state. So when one has come to the liberated state, from there he can begin madhavakti lavati para. Bhakti means the activities of the liberated state. That is not material things. So this Krishna consciousness movement is little difficult to understand because these activities are for the persons who have already attained moksha. Sagunana samatitta itana brahma bhuyaya kalpati. And the Bhagavad Gita also is stated, mancha vyavicharini bhakti yogena ja sevate sagunana samatitta itana brahma bhuyaya kalpati. So, do not misunderstand that bhakti is lower than something else. There are karma, jnana, yoga, bhakti. Bhakti is the ultimate. So if you want to understand the supreme, absolute truth, take from his instruction, bhaktya mama vijanati javana jaschami tatva. If you want to know Krishna or the absolute supreme personality of Godhead, Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Sabdati. The absolute truth is realized from three angles of vision. Impersonal Brahma, localized Paramatma, and ultimately Bhagavan. Brahmeti, Paramatmeti, Bhagavaneti, Sabdati. So, if you want to understand Bhagavan, Brahma realization is possible. Arajya kichena parampadam, this parampadam Brahma realization, and Paramatma realization, dhyana avasthita tadgati namanasa apasyantiyam yogi. But if you want to realize the last phase of the absolute truth, it requires bhakti. Bhaktyamama vijanati javana jaschami tattva. Manusanam sahasyeshu kaschid jadati siddhaye jadatamapi siddhyanam kaschid veti mam tattva. This is the word used by Krishna personally. Nobody understands him. Tattva, what he is actually. We understand superficially. Krishna was born in Mathura and he was the son of Vasudev, and so on, so on. But one has to understand Krishna tattva in truth. And Krishna said, janma karman chame dibbam ju janati tattva. Takta dehang punarjanma. He is immediately becomes here. If you understand simply Krishna tattva, then immediately become liberated. The result is, taktadeham punarjanmanaiti. We are changing our body. Bhutya bhutya praliyate. We are accepting. People do not know even this. We have talked with many big, big professors in Europe, in Moscow also. And they say, Swamiji, after the annihilation of this body, everything is finished. But we get instruction from the Bhagavad Gita, na hannate hannamane sharire nitya shasatayam. So we are missing our own culture that we do not take very much care to understand Bhagavad Gita. As it is, we make our wrong interpretation and spoil the whole thing. These habits should be stopped. Otherwise, our culture is almost already lost. Then this Bharatiya culture, it is very important culture. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that Bharat Pumite Manusha Janma Haila Jaya Janma Sartha Kari Karo Paropaka. Paropaka. The Bharat Bhumi is meant for doing good to others. Bharat Bhumi is not meant for exploiting others. This is not Bharatiya Anusandhan. Paropakara. So every Indian, that is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mission, because every Indian is born Krishna conscious, naturally has got instinct. Don't destroy it. Don't destroy it. That is our request. We have got already, we have seen practically, whenever we hold some festival in Calcutta, Bombay and other big cities, thousands of them, 20,000, 15,000, 30,000 people there. They're hankering. If we simply introduce this Krishna consciousness movement, you'll very soon see that the face of India is different. Anartha upasamam saksat. We have captured so many anartha. Anartha means meaningless life. Anartha upasamam saksat. Bhakti jugam madhukhaji. Lokasya janata. The police people, they do not know him. Therefore, vijnan chakre sattata sanghita. The sattata sanghita is Srimad Bhagavatam. So let us combinedly preach the teachings of Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary study of Srimad Bhagavatam. Bhagavad Gita ends, sarva dharman prityajya mamekam charanam vraja. This is the end of Bhagavad Gita's instruction. That give up all nonsense, just take shelter under my lotus feet. If you hesitate that if I give up everything, you haven't got to give up everything, but you have to understand the meaning of life. Arjuna, when he understood Bhagavad Gita, he did not give up his profession as a military man. But what was the change? The change is Krishna inquired from Arjuna, what is now your decision? I have spoken to you everything about jnana and guhya guhyatam. Now you consider upon it and whatever you like, you do. Yathe chasi tatha kuru. So upon this, Arjuna replied, nashto moha. My illusion is now over. Nashto moha sviti labha. My memory is now returned. Karishe bhajanam. I shall act according to you. This is Krishna consciousness. Try to understand what is the purpose of Bhagavad Gita. You haven't got to give up everything. You can be engaged in everything, but if you utilize everything according to the instruction of Krishna, then it will be successful. Otherwise, it will be failure. So we have tested all these things, how many programs and plans we have made and everything has failed. Why not try to take the instruction of Bhagavad Gita, the instruction of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and try to utilize it for practical life, and it will be successful. There is no doubt about it. I am speaking from my practical experience. Now these foreigners, they are neither Hindus, nor Indians, nor Brahmanas. How they are taking? They are not fools and rascals. They are coming from respectable family, educated. So we have got our centers in Iran and so, in Tehran. I am just coming from there. We have got so many Mohammedan students. And they have also taken to it. In Africa they have taken to it. In Australia they have taken to it. All over them. So that is the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. Prithivite ache jato nagoradi gram sarvatra prachar hoibe murna. This is the prediction of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As many towns and villages are there all over the world, this Krishna consciousness movement will be spread. So there is no credit for me, but It is only a teeny attempt, an humble attempt. So if one man could do, if you say some success, so why not all of us? Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has this new power of attorney to all Indians. Bharat bhumite manushya janma hayyaga. He is speaking to the manushya, not to the cats and dogs. So, manushya janma hayyaga, janma sarthakam. First of all, try to understand what is the purpose of life. That is called janma sarthakam. Janma sarthakam karo parupa. Go. Everywhere there is very good demand for Krishna consciousness. So everyone should be prepared, everyone should understand Bhagavad Gita. Of course it is not possible to for everyone to go. Still, if one understands, that is also Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's order. Amarakai Guru Haiya Taro in this. He says, everyone of you become a guru. How can I become guru? I am not very learned scholar, have no education. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, no, even though you are not very much educated or not born of a very high family, you simply jare dakho tare koho Krishna upadesh. That's all. You become a guru. Krishna upadesh, don't adulterate it. But as Krishna says, you say, you become guru. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's way. So, I have tried that, I have tried to follow the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's instructions, and I am presenting Bhagavad Gita as it is. There is no magic, there is no jugglery, and people are taking. If you do that, everyone will be happy, the world will be happy, and India's glory will be spread all over the world. Thank you very much. Yeah.